Genuine sanctification involves obedience, February 28. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good, and simple concerning evil, NKJV. Adam and Eve dared to transgress the Lord's requirements, and the terrible result of their sin should be a warning to us not to follow their example of disobedience. Christ prayed for his disciples in these words, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." There is no genuine sanctification except through obedience to the truth. Those who love God with all the heart will love all his commandments also. The sanctified heart is in harmony with the precepts of God's law, for they are holy, just, and good. God's character has not changed. He is the same jealous God today as when he gave his law upon Sinai and wrote it with his own finger on the tables of stone. Those who trample upon God's holy law may say, "I am sanctified," but to be indeed sanctified, and to claim sanctification, are two different things. The New Testament has not changed the law of God. The sacredness of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment is as firmly established as the throne of Jehovah. John writes, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth, transgresseth the law, hath not seen him, neither known him." We are authorized to hold in the same estimation as did the beloved disciple those who claimed to abide in Christ, to be sanctified, while living in transgression of God's law. He met with just such a class as we have to meet. He said, "Little children, let no man deceive you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." Here the apostle speaks in plain terms, as he deemed the subject demanded. The epistles of John breathe a spirit of love. But when he comes in contact with that class who break the law of God and yet claim that they are living without sin, he does not hesitate to warn them of their fearful deception. First quoted.